Good morning, everybody. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here, your humble host. We have a great show lined up for you. Sherman Rozier, local fitness expert, personal trainer, will be with us in the first hour. We've got Russ Backus. He'll be telling us all about his business. And our good buddy Dave Hodges, business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat, will be with us in the second hour. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hey, folks, here we are having a great morning so far. It's been cold this week, record temperatures and sleet and snow in some portions of our lovely community here. Wow, what a mess. And yet all the little kids are disappointed because we didn't have enough to make snow peoples. But that's okay. We've come through our brush with it all, and seemingly we've survived in spite of the number of car crashes that occurred, people trying to drive over iced over bridges and such places. Yeah, well, not an everyday occurrence around this part of the world, so you know, you got to think about the fact that you don't know what you're doing when you're driving over ice. And for my part, I'll have to say, growing up in the Pacific Northwest, not a whole big deal at our house, but you do have to be careful. We've had an interesting week in the news, have we not? We've got stories coming to us about FSU's trustees ruling or deciding to not vote in regard to the gun policy. For those who are unfamiliar with this whole thing, back in December, First District Court of Appeal ruled that universities could not ban students from having weapons in their cars. And so Florida State immediately repealed its policy banning guns in vehicles on campus in the wake of this decision. That happened earlier this week, in which the trustees at FSU informed of the change in the policy by Chief Legal Counsel Carolyn Egan, were asked to approve the repeal, and as such, they basically just did not vote on the topic. So that was an interesting point, and we sent Hannah Keating out with that question in mind, and here's what we found out.
How safe do you think this campus is for your students?
I think that as it is now, I think that it's I feel very safe as a student and as a teacher, personally.
What are your views on students carrying concealed weapons?
Personally, I don't feel terribly comfortable with it. I politically and socially, but also I feel like the classroom has to be a safe space in order to facilitate learning most effectively, and I feel like guns or other weapons on campus doesn't doesn't help that at all.
What are your views on being able to carry a concealed weapon around campus?
As long as the person is responsible and not drinking, using drugs, anything of the sort, I think it should be all right. But if the person is using drugs, out and about, getting mad or something of the sort, no telling what might happen.
I think the campus is fairly safe. There are call boxes and there are officers that patrol. And I also think the students look out for each other a fair amount. So I think that that's all that's necessary. I believe that as an adult, everyone has the right, as long as they're permitted and learned, to have the option to carry. However, having guns in particular on campus is not such a good idea, especially with the drinking, the partying. Some people will know exactly what they're doing and how to use a gun and when it's necessary and all that. But putting that judgment in the hands of kids that have just left high school, that have been, you know, some of them been guarded their whole life, it's a really big responsibility, especially when you're dealing with other people's lives.
So we have a couple of points of view there. But in general, the sense of it was that, you know, they feel safe. They don't feel like Florida State is unsafe. That was pretty much the consensus, certainly a non-scientific poll on our part, but that was the outcome of our investigation, as such as it was. Thanks, Hannah, for that part of the show. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by Tommy T's over there on Thomasville Road. And some of you went in last week, thank you very much, and talked with Steve and John, got some service work done on your car. And I was reminded that I need to clarify exactly how the pricing works. They have a service package that you get for about $20 or so, and it includes a number of services that your vehicle does need, and then the whatever parts are needed beyond that are additional. So, you know, all of in full interest of being in full disclosure here, full transparency, want to make sure that you understand that. But nonetheless, the pricing is better than most that I've come across. And the real kicker is this: the service you get from Tommy T's, the kind of attention to detail, the time that these guys take to make sure that you're in and out as quickly as possible, but yet without overlooking something that you really need to know and that needs to be taken care of. Tommy T's there on Thomasville Road in Midtown. They're just south of the Whataburger. So be looking for Tommy T's this week. Tell them you heard it on Tallahassee Talks, and they'll be glad to know that too. Our good buddies Steve and John over there. So going into this hour, we've got Sherman Rozier standing by, fitness expert and local business owner and personal trainer. He's going to talk to us about what we need to do to get back on track. Here we are in the first part of the year, are we not? So it seems appropriate that we could take a few minutes to look at getting ourselves in shape. Dave Hodges will be with us in the second hour. He's going to talk about getting money and business in shape. The business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat, our good friend Dave Hodges, talking about what's going on in the real estate market, what's going on in business as we look forward to the rest of 2014. And by the way, do you know that we have a very special exclusive offer for you as a Tallahassee Talks listener? We have available to you the exclusive publication of Osceola Magazine, dubbed Seminole Uprising is the subtitle. And in this beautifully produced magazine, in limited quantity, by the way, you can review a beautiful pictorial of the entire 2013 season, the Florida State University National Championship year, Heisman Trophy winner, undefeated season, and national champions. How often does that happen? Well, guess what? Not very often. In fact, certainly a rare occurrence. And this publication celebrates all that. It's available to you at TallahasseeTalks.com. You can go online and order there. We have a couple of places around town, Up in Smoke, Truck and Car Concepts, Wooden Glass, where you can go in and purchase there on site. So either way, you can go into one of our local businesses and pick up a copy, or you can order online. TallahasseeTalks.com. Go to the page marked Osceola Seminole Uprising, and you can purchase your very own copy. And my suggestion is that when you get it, read it, look through it, and then put it away in a safe place, because this is going to be a collector's item. It is a rarity, and for its part, Osceola Magazine has done a fabulous job with the pictorial and all of the game-by-game analysis, behind-the-scenes stories, all of the details that made the 2013 season so absolutely remarkable for Florida State and for college football. So that's a little something special just for you folks. We've got lots of events going on around town. If you want to learn about alligators, you can do that at St. Mark's. So the first Sunday at the Refuge is all about alligators at St. Mark's National Wildlife Refuge. That happens tomorrow from 2 to 4. So that's a kind of cool thing. Meanwhile, we've got FAMU with a beautiful showing of local art from FAMU professors and other artists, and that's ongoing through, I believe, the 14th of February. You certainly want to take that in. Lots of activities going on. You can check it out on our website at our community page. We've got the Tallahassee Connection link there for you. It's a great place to go. And, of course, COCA has their calendar. It's all right there, conveniently enough, at TallahasseeTalks.com. Stay with me. We're going to have Sherman Rozier coming up right after this.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
He is a personal professional trainer, a fitness expert, and a good friend of this show. Sherman Rozier is here this morning. How are you, Sherman?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
We are glad that you have made it in to be with us on this chilly occasion. It's been kind of cold lately, so it doesn't encourage us to get out and work out and stuff, but you've got a solution for that. Sherman has been in the business of helping fat guys like me try to stay out of the hospital for as long as he possibly can, and it's a daunting task, and I commend you. But with having full disclosure here, with having said that, I felt like we should at least get in touch with some of the things that you've been doing that are rather novel. The thing I like about Sherman, folks, is this ability he has to find ways to help us get it done that are a bit novel. You seem to be a kind of guy who's really sensitive to your client, the person that you're working with, and you're sensitive to us as people when, working out is not necessarily the first thing we think of on a chilly morning like today. But you've been doing it for a while. How long have you been in this business?
I've been in the business for 14 years now.
Yeah.
Actually, a little bit longer than that, like 15 years now.
All of that in Tallahassee?
All in Tallahassee, yeah.
What's your latest, greatest, newest, cool thing you're doing?
The latest, greatest thing I am not ready to reveal yet.
Oh, but, I like that. A little tension there.
Yeah,
huh?
we're constantly working on some new projects. But some of the things we are doing we can talk about right now is the latest thing we've relaunched is FitTallahassee.com, which was a year ago.
And what's it called?
FitTallahassee.com.
FitTallahassee.com.
Yeah. Okay. And the premise behind this website is basically to have a place that people can go to get educated on health and fitness, nutrition. Okay. We have several bloggers on there, myself included. And we have a calendar of events that are going on in Tallahassee for us health-related events.
So it's a kind of Q&A or more of an information center?
It's an information center, but also to a point where it's also a Q&A. Huh. There's also the FitTallahassee.com Facebook page where we have some Q&A going on there as well. And eventually it will be more of a social media site also. So having more of an interaction.
So if I've got a question, I can come, or if I'm interested in finding out how to connect with local fitness activities, that's a good spot.
Yes, sir. Or it is.
FitTallahassee.com. Great domain name, by the way. You are the owner of Fit and Functional.
Correct.
And then you also have another group called Group Fit 90.
Yes.
Tell us about those two things.
All right. Well, Fit and Functional is the foundation of where I started the business. I started Fit and Functional in 2000. And Fit and Functional is basically a fitness studio that incorporates, nutrition, personal training, post rehab, massage therapy, and flexibility. Our tagline is the total fitness solution. We kind of embody the whole element of being, fit, and the whole process of being well or wellness.
Okay, so it's not just working out.
Not just working out. I mean, we specialize in working with individuals and helping them reach their health and fitness potential, basically.
What's the biggest obstacle? Why is it that we get going and then we stop? What do you think?
I mean, a lot of times it's it's motivation, and you are motivated at the beginning because you have this desire or drive to make a change, and then you kind of realize that the things that you have to do to make that change are a little bit more challenging than you're ready to take on, basically.
What do you do to keep people motivated?
I mean, that's the whole thing about being with a personal trainer, being part of a group fitness program.
Yeah.
First of all, they're paying for it in advance.
Yeah.
So that's the motivation.
They got skin in the game.
So that's the motivation in itself. And it's, being with them on a daily basis or coming in 2 or 3 times a week, you're face-to-face contact with them. So you know how they're doing when they're coming in. If they have issues, we can talk about those issues. So it's always having that personal interaction with individuals. So if they are having certain things that are kind of pulling them back, you can address those things at that time.
And how do you do that? I mean, if I've signed up for your class, I've shelled out the coin, and I didn't show up the last 2 weeks, what do you do? Call me? I mean,
we call you, contact you, see how you're doing, what's going on, the reasons that you haven't been in.
Because, think about it. How many people do you know that'll drop a ton of cash into some equipment that sits there in their guest room or their living room, whatever, and they never use it? And it's a treadmill. They paid $1,000 plus, and they're not using it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they've invested, but again, there's some kind of a block there.
Yeah. So again, it's the desire is there, but it's more of again, it's the factor of the value. You have to see the value and what you're trying to achieve.
So how do you help me in that situation? You break it down into the sort of incremental units, those parts of the process that are most daunting? Or how do you get in touch with where somebody's at, I guess?
You should start off with just making a plan or action plan or setting goals.
Okay.
So if you have a goal to start a nutrition program, an exercise program, and you want to drop X amount of pounds, there are certain things you're going to have to do to reach that goal.
Okay.
The first thing maybe is just looking at your daily routine. Like, looking at the things that are holding you back from reaching your goal.
Yeah.
If it's you're working too many hours, what can you do to gain an extra hour in a day?
Yeah.
Or if you're not getting the sufficient type of nutrition, what can you do for us? Make sure you're getting 5 to 6 meals in a day, or make sure that you're eating breakfast. You got to look at those little things that you do on a daily basis and start addressing those issues, and eventually those will help you get to where you want to be. So it's not just about getting out there and getting on your treadmill and trying to drop 15 pounds. It's all those little things that have to happen on a daily basis as well.
Okay.
So it's making goals and making plans for yourself.
There you go. So we're talking with Sherman Rozier, who for his last 15 years has been a professional trainer and a fitness expert in this whole business of trying to keep us healthy, keep us fit. We're glad you're here, Sherman. We want to say here we are at the first part of the year, and no doubt we have all kinds of resolutions that we've made for the new year. So it seems like a good time to sit here with our buddy Sherman and see if we can figure out how in the world we're going to pull that off. Folks, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah.
Oh, baby, hide it now. Tallahassee Talks, Brian Cerny. We are at the first part of the year. Here we are just at the end of January, now into February. Here we are, February 1st. Can you believe it, folks? First month of the new year already behind us. And if you're like me, you're looking at those determinations you made here about 30 days ago to say, you know, new year, new me. Yeah, shoot, man. I lost all that weight and I was feeling great and kind of slid off the wagon. I put back a few pounds. And so, you know, if I'm in that situation and I'm not fixing it, I'm going to look to some people around me for motivation. And so Sherman Rozier is here this morning, our good friend, fitness expert, professional trainer, been in business 15 years. I imagine that you meet a lot of people like me who are like, you know, good intentions, and man, you get motivated and you're making some progress, and there's that kind of backsliding. Is that the type of person that you see most often? Or tell us about your clientele, I guess. Who are the folks that you like to work with?
Right. Well, I mean, our clientele is a wide range of individuals. I mean, we have individuals that come in who are already somewhat considered physically fit, but they just need that extra accountability, you know, being with the trainer, coming in two to three times a week and making it a lifestyle for themselves. And they'll say it's, you know, that they need that appointment, so it's on their schedule, and they have someone to meet, and they're going to be there. Okay. So we have, you know, those type of individuals. That's the majority of our clientele.
Yeah.
Then we also have individuals who have a stronger need of attention. And, you know,
that would be me. I need a lot of attention. Narcissistic.
Yeah.
Nut job here. Me.
Yeah. And for those individuals, it's, you know, taking a little bit more time and figuring out where they are and where they really want to be.
Huh.
And it's more about the individuals, you know, realizing who they are, you know, what their desires are and what's holding them back.
You have to dig a little deeper.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not just about.
Right.
The activity, yeah. It's really about it's what's going on in your
right,
head.
It's about the individual.
Yeah.
So you have to make that mindset or that change in your mindset to become kind of a different person and have a different attitude about yourself and what you want to be and achieve. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we help individuals do that, you know, by kind of bringing that out into them, out of themselves, and getting them on a plan.
Yeah.
And it helps to, you know, be meeting an individual, a trainer, professional, whatever. Having that contact, do you have that someone who's backing you up on what you're doing and keeping you on the
know,
right track?
And for me, I found, too, the biggest contribution to my success in getting in better shape years ago was really the change in lifestyle.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, and diet was a part of that. A workout routine was a part of that. But, man, it was really about what things in my daily schedule are most important.
Exactly.
And I suspect a lot, you know, you're a business owner. You've got, what is the name of your business? Fit and Functional.
Right.
That was the foundation for you, wasn't it?
Correct.
And then you've got this other Group Fit 90.
Mm-hmm.
As a business owner, those activities that involve running the business by themselves are enough to fill up, you know, 10 hours or better every day.
Correct.
So then you have to push back. I mean, what do you do for yourself personally to keep yourself on track?
That's a good question. And you know, being a business owner and also seeing clients as much as I see. I mean, I've backed off a little bit lately as far as the amount of clients that I actually see. You know, I would, you know, see clients hands-on, working with clients 45 hours a week, and then running the corporation, mm-hmm. another, you know, 30 hours a week, 40 hours a week. And it came to a point, and recently I just got married, and so being in that situation and having someone else that's, you know, your partner, you want to make sure you're getting the most out of your life at the same time and giving them what they deserve, so you have to make some changes as well. And so right now I'm backing off the amount of clients I'm actually working with and seeing, and trying to be more focused on the business itself.
Right.
And just, you know, about 6 months ago, I made a decision where I want to just, you know, get up and at least run a few times a week. That helps me, like, stay motivated, more focused, not just on my clients, but also what's going on in the business itself. So it's being a business owner, and then also I work with individuals. You have to maintain a type of focus, like, on a daily basis that's kind of nonstop for the most part.
Yeah. Well, that sounds kind of like you, but if I'm not that kind of person, you know, how do I get to that place where I am nonstop? I mean, if that's what it requires of me, does your, and that's a sort of rhetorical question there, but and by the way, congratulations, I've forgotten that you have been married since we saw each other.
Mm-hmm.
You've been married how long?
Just this past September.
Okay, so you're still in your nuptials.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in Hulywood.
We're in Hulywood, yeah.
Right. So is your wife into fitness and health and all that sort of stuff as well?
She is, and actually she's a motivator for me as well.
Yeah.
She wants to make sure that I stay young.
Aha. See, and if you notice that too, people get married and they each put on at least 10 pounds, you know, within the first year or two.
Mm-hmm.
So why does that happen, do you think?
You get in a level of comfort. And then, you know, whenever you change your situations or change your environment, you know, things about you change as well. So you get to a point where you're not doing what you used to do because something else is taking up your time. You know, it may be kids, you know, adding an additional 3 hours of time of your day or work. So just life changes. Mm-hmm. So you kind of change along with it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like getting that balance back and making sure you're fitting in those things that are also important, like nutrition and exercise as well.
Well, and that's my concern. I mean, I look at how much my business over the years has changed, and even in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, the demands on my time have increased dramatically.
Correct.
And with that, then other activities, including fitness, get pushed aside.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a tremendous amount of resolve, I think, and to have people around me who can say, hey, we got this, you go take care of yourself. And that part is what I think people, at least I find people, especially people who are in business and people who are, let's say, older than 35,
mm-hmm.
you know, they've got families and mortgages and car payments and jazz and business that they have to take care of. It's tough.
Right.
So how does Group Fit 90 help with that? Tell us about Group Fit 90. What does it do?
Group Fit 90 is a group fitness studio. So we specialize in group training. Our main program is called GF90 or Group Fit 90. And that program is basically a nutrition and exercise program. So it kind of combines both elements. So it's different than being like a member of a health club or other types of programs where you're just going in for exercise and classes and so forth. We try to embody the whole, you know, element of nutrition and exercise together so you can see the results. That is our tagline. It's all about the results. And that's what we drive for with our members and clients. Also, we have another program there called Dance Trance. Dance Trance is a choreographed dance fitness program. That we've been doing for a while.
What's it called?
Dance Trance.
Dance Trance. Mm-hmm. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's a combination of, you know, pop, hip-hop, jazz, funk. It's a little bit of wide range, a variety of musics, and it's choreographed dance fitness. And if you like dancing, if you like music, then you'll love Dance Trance.
How is that like or different from Zumba? I mean, Zumba's a big deal, right?
Yeah, Zumba's been around for a while, and it's a big deal. But Dance Trance is a little bit different in that it's more of actually Zumba is kind of like crossing over more so into what dance trance is now than what Zumba used to be. Because with dance trance, you can have all genres of music. You may have like a slow warm up type song done to like Adele, and then you might have like a hard hip hop song. So it just switches around a lot, and you can have a wide range of types of variety of music and dancing going on. So that's the biggest difference, and then Zumba versus dance trance, where Zumba was more Latin-based at the beginning.
Talking with fitness expert and professional trainer Sherman Rozier, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Don't forget, if you have missed one of our shows, you are always welcome at our website, TallahasseeTalks.com. You can go in there at any time and listen to one of the many broadcasts. We've been now in our coming up on our beginning of our fourth season. Can you believe that, Sherman?
That's awesome.
So we're heading into February here, or we are in February, and as we do so, we are thankful that we've had the 4 years to bring you this great broadcast. It's our pleasure, and glad that you're with us here this morning. Stay tuned.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400, because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard you're out on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
So we are talking with Sherman Rozier, who is a personal friend, personal trainer, fitness expert, been in Tallahassee all these many years, 15 years in business with something called Fit and Functional. That's a very neat thing. And then Group Fit 90. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mary Maids, our good friends over there, Mary Maids, where you can relax and know that it's done. They know clean, and you can leave all the details to Mary Maids. I wonder, that might be something too. You could do like some kind of a crossover with Mary Maids, where like we go and we have our vacuums and our brooms, and we kind of tie that with the whole dance idea. No? Okay, sorry.
It's a thought, Brian.
We'll put that. Yeah, it certainly is. Put that where it belongs. If I'm not mistaken, it seems to me that part of your success. And I know this, I don't mean to patronize you, but it seems to me there's a lot of folks out there who have attempted to do what you do professionally and have fallen to the wayside. I mean, you've hung in there. You've made it work. And it seems to me part of that success might be your willingness and your ability to customize, to bring to me what it is, rather than just waiting for me to show up. So you've got this thing called Sorority Fit,
yes,
which is just another kind of spin for you. What, tell us about that.
Okay, Sorority Fit's been around for about 3 years, and it's part of Fit and Functional is the, I guess you can say, parent company that oversees, you know, Group Fit 90, Fitallahassee.com, and also Sorority Fit. Sorority Fit is a program that's catered towards sororities, basically, at Florida State University, and the goal behind that program was to, well, is to just reach that particular population as a niche. So, you know, I guess I saw this vision a few years back, and it was an opportunity to go for a particular environment, population, and get them into a more well-rounded type program versus just going to any other health club or gym or their gym on campus. So it sort of fit, you know, like Group Fit 90. I mean, it incorporates new nutrition. The girls get motivation emails every week. And if they have questions or about what they're doing nutrition-wise or exercise-wise, we kind of incorporate that as well. We have a Sorority Fit newsletter that goes out to the houses you know, that has that article, recipes and so forth, and nutritional plan. So it's kind of providing a little bit more, you know, to that, you know, college student or environment, educating them on what health and fitness really is about, and versus going on, you know, working out five times a week, you know, eating the wrong things or going on these crazy type of diets.
You believe in supplements, and by that I don't mean nutritional supplements, but those programs that are that rely on some kind of drug or medication of some kind. There's a lot of that sort of thing out there. You know, take this pill and drop 20 pounds.
Right.
What do you think?
No, and you got to be really careful with those things. I mean, there are some great nutritional supplements out there, far as different types of shakes or things like that. But far as, you know, weight loss type, you know, pills or drugs or crash type diets where you're only eating 800 to 1,000 calories, those things that they're can be very detrimental to your health in the long run. And you're not really, again, it's like you mentioned, it's a lifestyle. I mean, that's not a lifestyle that you want to leave on a daily basis. You want to learn more about what nutrition really is, how your body functions, and how it can function to its optimal potential. And being on those type of things are not going to help you get to that level.
That's interesting. So what may be my best fitness personally is not necessarily true for you. So,
correct.
So then it's really about me figuring out how I get to be the best that I can be.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And does that mean that I'll say this. I think I can accept the fact that I'm never going to play for the NBA. Probably in my lifetime, I won't be out there with, you know, professional basketball players. And I'm okay with that.
You right.
know? I've come to accept the fact. you know, even the NFL is probably beyond my reach at this point. But I like who I am, and I like where I am.
Right.
So it's a matter of maybe discovering further what I'm capable of doing, what's best for me.
Right.
How does that process occur? What do you do with an individual to help them kind of dig a little deeper?
Well, like with our training itself, I mean, we do a lot of progressive type training. And, of course, you know, one person's starting level is going to be different from another's. You know, if we're working with, you know, a 20-year-old college student who can be an athlete. Like, I actually have a 22-year-old college student who played baseball at FAMU who is an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his starting level is going to be totally different than, you know, someone who is totally deconditioned, you know, who's, you know, 55 that's coming in and hasn't worked out in 10 years.
Right.
So it's taking that person from their baseline and just building them up in a progressive type level.
Okay.
And as long as they see that they're progressing, they're going to stay motivated and keep going to the higher level potential. So,
what's your view, I guess, of the fitness industry? You know, the last time we talked, and it's been a couple of years ago that you were on the show, and so time has passed. But in that time, am I mistaken? It seems to me that there's been this explosion of all kinds of programs mm-hmm. and products and equipment and everything else. I mean, it's a big business.
Huge business, yes.
Do you think people's health gets lost in all of that, or are you at all concerned about where the health fitness industry is going or has gone?
In a way, it's a good thing. It's great to have lots of options because you want to find what works best for you. So it may be this program, it may be that program, it may be something at your home. There's no excuse, you know, for anyone really to say there's not a program out there for them. There's so much information, you know, for us, you know, nutrition and fitness. It's, again, finding something that works and sticking with it that's going to work for you and your lifestyle. So in a way, again, it's a good thing, you know, in that aspect. But, you know, also there are some things out there that people get into that they shouldn't be getting into, you know, doing certain programs or their body, you know, it's not going to get the best benefit from doing that type of program, or maybe more being detrimental for them. Yeah. So it's kind of like knowing, you know, who you are, where you are, and starting in the right type of location and place in the right programs. That would be more of an educational thing for individuals. So on the business side, you know, because it's more competition out there for us. So, I mean, so we always have to be innovative in what we're doing and, you know, working on what's coming next and how to reach people on a more of a mass type level versus on a local level.
Well, I think about the fact that in Tallahassee, just in the last, let's say in the last 5 years, there's been this explosion of facility. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got just about every shopping mall now has a set of, you know, treadmills and cycles and stuff. And I mean, that's rather novel, don't you think?
Yeah. So it's the whole, I guess, the way that fitness is these days, it's transforming from these big health club gyms more into like personalized studios. So that's been the biggest growth. You're going to get a lot more of these things on a year-to-year basis, more niche type programs, you know, versus, you know, having a gym membership, you're just going to do what you want to do.
Right.
People want to be motivated, and they're going to get motivated when they're being a part of a group or a particular type program versus just having a health club membership. So that's one of the biggest changes.
So there you go, folks. The name of the company is Fit and Functional. Sherman Rozier, our guest this morning, offering Group Fit 90 and things like Sorority Fit and several other things that he's unwilling to disclose at the moment that he's got up his sleeve. But I can assure you, Coach, this guy, he just doesn't stop with the ways in which he has found to help folks stay healthy, stay fit, or get there. Sherman, thanks for being with us this morning.
This is my pleasure, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Stay with us, folks. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
We have in the business spotlight for today Russ Backus and his company, Photo Fun Booth. Russ, how are you?
I'm doing great.
As a part of our show, from time to time, we like to showcase local business owners. Russ, as a business owner, came up with a kind of an unusual idea here a while back. Photo Fun Booth. Tell us about that, and what do you do?
Well, the Photo Fun Booth is an event enlivening photography service. It originally started as just the photo booth, but over the almost 4 years now that we've been in business, we've expanded our services so that we can include other types of services beyond the photo booth. We started as a photo booth. We'll always be a photo fun booth, but we also offer other services.
You said
well.
This is an event enlivening
enlivening service. Well, we come to your event and we enliven
like a
it.
Wedding or funeral
weddings, socials,
special fundraisers,
special events,
yeah.
Bar mitzvahs, birthdays.
Okay.
It, really any type of event.
Okay.
We run the gamut from doing your little kid birthday parties all the way to doing large corporate conventions and seminars.
Okay. So you show up with what?
We show up with our set of electronics and our photo booth enclosure. Or a set of pipe and drape that we take pictures of in front of.
I see.
And we invite the guests, the participants of the event, to come in, take their pictures, and then we print the pictures out on the spot.
Right on site.
Right on site.
And I guess then that's a kind of novelty in and of itself, but then you can do fun things with the photos or
well, what the basic service includes is we're all about the photo memento.
Ah.
We're all about, you know, personalizing the prints that you're going to receive at our event, and you're going to cherish that photo memento forever because it's personalized to the event. So we do the custom graphics, so that really makes it turns a standard print into a photo memento, an event keepsake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's really what we're all about. And then, of course, we bring a fun set of props and accessories.
Uh-huh.
So people can really let their hair down and have some fun, wear some funny glasses, wear some funny hats. You know, we have some amusing signs and just the different types of props mm-hmm. that people enjoy okay. using.
Okay.
And that's the fun, the more fun element. Now, of course, there's a formal feature, too. If you want kind of like, you know, Broadway red carpet formal pictures, okay. we can do that as well. I if see. You're just dressed up and you and your your date want a nice picture of the two of you for that night, we'll do that, too. No props required. We always say you're welcome to use the props, but you don't have to.
I see. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, as the people that know me realize that I've worked at the Civic Center for 24 years.
Oh.
So I've always been an event guy, and I've always liked photography.
I see.
So I was looking for a way to augment my income, and a friend of mine, an event planner here in town, John Gandy, was talking about having rented a photo booth service out of Jacksonville for one of his events. This was back in 2000, and either the end of 2000, actually it was the beginning of 2010. So anyhow, it caught my eye, and I thought to myself, I think maybe I could do this.
Wow.
So he planted the seed.
Okay.
Thank you, John Gandy. Every time I see him, I give him,
checks in the mail.
I thank him, yeah, because it's really, the photo fun booth has really changed my life, you know. So anyhow, I took the information that I got from him. I researched the different types of open market photo booth systems that were available.
Uh-huh.
And picked one and chose well. This openairphotobooth.com is the company that I buy my equipment from. Very solid, high-end equipment. So that's how I got started.
Okay.
And we started as just a photo booth company. Photo
and how's it going?
It's actually going very well. It's going very well.
Here
we are almost 4 years into it. And our calendar is just filling up. We have numerous repeat clients.
Wow.
We're actually beginning the cycle of doing some events for the fourth year in a row.
Isn't that great? Folks, this is an example of a man who had some skills, had some background, kind of brought all that together around an idea and has launched a new business, Photo Fun Booth, here in Tallahassee. Now you've got some new things on the horizon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I've really tried over the years to keep things new and exciting and to grow the business. So not only do we have the photo booth, but we also do, as I said, the more formal, we call it single shot on the spot.
Okay.
So that's when you step up in front of a backdrop of sorts, either a curtain backdrop or a step and repeat backdrop or some sort of a background, even a natural background.
Mm.
And we can take a single shot.
Okay.
And we've also expanded our sizes. The typical prints 4x6, we actually can print up to 6x8.
Oh, okay.
So we do the single shot on the spot. We do the photo fun booth, which is typically a three-shot double strip.
Okay.
So we deliver a two-inch by six-inch strip
okay.
with the photo booth, a 4x6 or 5x7 or 6x8 with the single shot. And then our newest and very cool new service is we call it the Photo Fun Booth Instagram Twitter Print Center.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Well, I want everybody to realize that this is a new service that really integrates the social media element into your events.
How does that work?
So we come to an event and we are able to print out pictures that you and your guests take with their cell phones.
Okay. So I'm at a wedding. It's Bob and Sue's wedding.
So in their event is hashtagged Bob and Sue.
Okay. So
Bob and Sue wedding.
Okay. I get a bunch of my guys together, take some photos.
You post it to Instagram or Twitter.
Okay.
You hashtag it Bob and Sue.
Okay.
Hashtag Bob and Sue. Then our program actually collects all those pictures that are posted up to Instagram or Twitter.
Okay.
And then they become available on our screen.
So I walk over to your booth.
You find your pin. Once it's done, it takes about 45 seconds to refresh. So
yeah,
literally within moments of taking a picture, you can walk up to our print center, locate your picture, press on it, and print it out. And of course, again, we do the overlay.
And it's
a
customized
graphic overlay.
Yeah.
That personalizes the event. So
cool.
It's a very unique service because it allows your guests, the participants of your event, to take pictures with their cell phones at anywhere.
Yeah.
They don't have to be right in a photo area.
Right.
They can be at dinner the night before
and
take a picture with the group of their friends.
Folks, I don't know if you've noticed, but that right there would be a huge contribution to the nightlife in Tallahassee. If you're at a restaurant or one of the clubs or one of the bars in town and the proprietor there has one of these machines available from Russ, you're there with your buddies and you get the photo, you got a print out of that on your way out that evening. That's remarkable.
Right, that's, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's the other element. I mean, we obviously think events first, and we think about how it can service a specific event. For instance, we were at the special events national convention in Nashville 3 weeks ago, and we were able to capture over 2,000 pictures.
That's remarkable.
From all the different participants, you know, over a three-day span.
The Business Spotlight here with Russ Backus. Photo Fun Booth is the company. Where can we find you online?
You can find us at rjbphotofunbooth.com.
rjbphotofunbooth.com.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
He is the business editor for Tallahassee Democrat here in Tallahassee and a good friend of Tallahassee Talks. Dave Hodges is with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Brian.
Haven't seen you since before the holidays. So how was your holiday time? Did you enjoy?
I had a great time. I had a Christmas little bit of vacation that I wove into the schedule.
Light.
And got to visit family and actually,
like we hoped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's always good.
Well, that's a very good thing. And everybody well at your house and
doing good.
Doing well. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Have to catch up on you, man, because you are you're an early riser. I mean, you're up before the crows, the cock crows kind of thing. And what does your day look like? I mean, what is your routine?
Well, we have a faithful audience of visitors to Tallahassee.com, which early in the day, I guess you could say there are two modes of delivering the news. One is the actual newspaper that people have for home delivery or maybe have delivered at the office or they pick it up at a retail location. But the digital audience that we have is always interested
24/7.
Their morning routine is to check on things that maybe occurred overnight after our print deadline, and they're interested in the weather they can anticipate that morning and throughout the day. Any late sports scores, maybe from some of our local teams.
Yeah.
And then if there's any travel or commuting developments that might affect their getting into the office. And then
as we've had this week.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Huge. Yeah. Jackie Pons was being criticized because he didn't have the schools closed on Thursday. And yet it turned out that the roads by Thursday were okay. And But I thought he made the right move. Wednesday was pretty unpredictable and icy conditions, but then by Thursday things were okay again.
Yeah, well, and we've had that discussion ourselves at the newspaper because you're watching all of these different decisions being made. For instance, early this morning, Interstate 10 was still closed, right. and then you look at a situation like that occurred in Atlanta.
Right.
Where there wasn't any early.
You're talking about on Thursday, things were closed on Thursday.
That's
right,
correct.
Not this morning. Right.
So you're a public official having to make a critical decision based on the information that you got.
Right.
And I think it's good to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, absolutely. So your day starts very, very early, and you're trying to catch up on whatever overnight news might have happened. What is that print deadline, by the way? When does the newspaper supposed to hit the rack, so to speak? Does that vary from day to day? I mean, you try to get things.
Well, our press is generally running a little after midnight. You know, we start pulling pages off the floor, as we say. You know, we need to finish the news sections, and the deadlines are staggered. We have some that are early in the evening, and then we maybe have one or two pages late that might reflect. A late basketball game, for instance, or maybe coverage of a meeting at night. So we don't leave everything to close out after 10:30.
It's an amazing operation when you think about it. I mean, newspaper publishers, for their history, represent a very interesting sort of industry, do they not? I mean,
Agree. Yeah.
You know, here we have Tallahassee Democrat. I mean, you guys never close. You're always in operation. Because as soon as the story's written, it's going to press, and the presses are running through the night so that we can have the paper the next morning.
And if you include the online and the mobile audience and folks that have a tablet with them now, iPad that can look up things, that creates the opportunity for you to publish as soon as you know something and have confirmed facts. You can put it out there for consumption right away.
And for your readers, especially those tuned into the business community or business topics in general, no want for topics. You've got a lot to say. And we want to get into some of that with you, finding out from you your retrospective on 2013 as well as a bit of forecast for the coming year. Folks, we're talking to Dave Hodges, business editor at the Tallahassee Democrat, a longtime friend of this show and an able scribe, I think you've described yourself, among all of us who try to stay in touch with what's going on. And Dave, you do such a great job. Don't mean to patronize you at all, but you know, I know just on authority from so many folks, I'd really appreciate the kind of commitment you've made. Not the least of which has to do with your daily schedule. I mean, I don't think there are too many things I've not seen you at over the years that you're out there doing the job. Real quickly, we're gonna take a break here. But as you look back over 2013, you know, what are some of those highlights that are prominent in your mind?
Well, I think the thing that stands out to me is in the community here, we actually saw physical presence of things that we knew were going to happen.
Yeah.
And some of that was in real estate. I'll give you a few examples right quick. We knew that there were new retailers coming to town. And lo and behold, we got Bass Pro Shop and Whole Foods and Trader Joe's all in rapid succession. And so people saw a physical sign of the recovery.
Yeah.
And some of that is, I think it's hugely encouraging, and it says a lot about our community, you know, the kind of consumer market that we have here. Home sales were up by a good margin in the last calendar year, again, because there were market conditions and there were consumers that saw enough evidence in their own lives that it was time to make a decision, whether it was buy a house or maybe, you know, go out and look for an opportunity to start a business. And when that becomes pretty pervasive in a place like Tallahassee, then you see, again, more signs beyond that that the economy is getting better.
How much of that do you think was contributed to by the broader recoveries nationally, or is it? Do you think that Tallahassee, as such, stepped ahead, maybe some of the other parts of Florida or even the Southeast?
I think in the size market that we represent, we may have been a little further along. And the reason I say that is that there were companies that decided to make their Florida entry here.
Talking with Tallahassee Democrat business editor Dave Hodges, our good friend, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call. I will try not to sing out of key.
Yeah. Oh, baby, welcome back to the greatest little talk show in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning at our home station, Freedom 93.3 FM in Tallahassee. Dave Hodges with us talking about some of the good news out of 2013. Had some bad news along the way, too, I suppose. But you sound rather chipper as to our outcomes. We still have some things we have to push through and push forward on. How do you think imagine Tallahassee played into any of that, or did it in this business of encouraging folks to think more optimistically, if that's the case, or at least to have greater view of the future in a more substantive way, do you think?
I think so. I spent a good bit of 2013 involved in covering that process from its very early get-togethers with the public all the way through the, you know, the final reports and things that were produced, and I was impressed by the range of things that percolated, I guess, to the surface. My concern about the local economy is that, you know, certain parts of it recover very quickly, and there is conversely, you know, other parts of our community, other folks that, you know, they're still looking either for that entry point into the recovery,
yeah,
or how they can maybe take some of that improvement or, you know, see that reflected more in what they do.
Right.
And it might be maybe a small business or a minority business owner. And I'm concerned that, you know, as our economy grows and we start looking for the tools or the aspects of it that could be improved, you know, beyond the obvious, that, you know, we still have work left to do. And the Imagine process brought attention to some of that. Mm-hmm. You know, we still have folks that are trying to stay above the poverty level here, mm-hmm, and trying to get health services out to more folks that needed early child care, infant care, and try to get workforce and employment needs met on a larger scale. So there's work left to do, and Imagine I think was able to shine a light on some of that.
Do you think that there's a greater sense of cooperation going on? I mean, it's a loaded question because I get that sense when you look at even things like the way in which TCC, Jim Murdaugh, and Eric Barron at Florida State, and now FAMU has a new president. We'll see how that plays out, but they seem to be working and playing better with one another than we might recall. And for his part, I noticed that Murdaugh was a finalist for a National Leadership Award earlier in the week. I'm reading here from your page, as a matter of fact, the trustees at Tallahassee Community College aren't the only ones impressed with Jim Murdaugh, who's been the school's president since November of 2010. So I mean, are we fortunate, do you think, in the kind of leadership that we have? Certainly some folks are looking at Jim Murdaugh as an example and saying, yeah, he's the real deal.
I think, I think the ability levels and the sense of community that our leaders now seem to exhibit, I think it's important. It would seem to me, too, that if we want to try to achieve the gains that we're talking about in a broad sense and see things get better for, you know, all of our residents, then we can't continue to approach our community problems in a fragmented way.
Well, and in that regard, you know, the perplexing part is how we get more people involved in the discussion, right? You know, and I've been listening to somebody talk about Village Square, for example. Okay, so you've got Liz Joyner and her colleagues, and you know Brian Deloge, that's part of that, and Gil Ziffer. Their whole deal is, let's host the discussion. Let's have the forum where we can talk openly about various points of view.
Right.
Imagine, for its part, was certainly that sort of effort to solicit opinion and not to filter or edit. But to simply report the news, sort of your job, you know, to say, good or bad, this is where we're at. You've said that part of what distresses you is the fact that some folks have still not found their way. Is that the most distressing news in your mind? I mean, what do we need to work on that you think while we're pushing forward, where do we remain unfulfilled or uncompleted?
I guess the example that I encounter most frequently is the folks that still aren't participants in the labor market just yet.
They're unemployed and they're
They're unemployed.
Have they stopped looking for work?
Both.
Yeah.
I think that there are individuals, and I've actually talked to them who, you know, they either lost a job or had something that affected their livelihood. They had to drop back and assess where they were and take up a job search some time in the past, not knowing that it would be 6 months or a year or even longer before they got something either that they, you know, were seeking in the first place, or maybe had to settle for something part-time or infrequent or temporary. You know, the last statistics that came out from the Department of Economic Opportunity in our region here of the greater Tallahassee area, we still have 10,000 people that aren't participating in the job market, and I think that figure could be low. In fact, I'm almost certain that it is, because there are a larger audience of folks that maybe, you know, they're not as confident in their ability to find work, or that they're going to, you know, find their reentry point into the job market.
Right, right. Well, here again, the cooperation of something like Workforce Plus, you know, and TCC and the Greater Tallahassee Chamber. I mean, they've hosted a number of activities. They do so. So as to encourage people to seek out employment opportunities, provide them the training, the skills, whatever, and get them plugged in. So are we not doing enough of that? Or are we just not communicating it well enough? I mean, If you figure you got 10,000 people or more, and you're saying that's probably a conservative estimate, that are not employed, and if they've, especially those that have just given up looking, that, I mean, I talk to business owners all the time. Some of them are my clients, and talk about how woeful their situation is. They're looking for better employment or better employees. They're looking for skilled laborers. I've got an example of one company. Been in business for generations now, literally decades, and they're in trouble because they've got employees that are just frankly irresponsible, you know, but they don't know what to do about that because they're afraid if they let these folks go, they may not be able to replace them with folks that know how to do the work, first of all, that have the skill level,
right,
or that are even any more conscientious about how they get the job done. So
yeah, I hear the same thing. I've got companies that have semi-skilled and even technical positions that
they can't fill.
They can't fill, and these are critical either operations or they're functions within a company. You know, sometimes it's in a manufacturing sense, or it's it's a technology
skilled
firm
labor. Yeah,
that and then we what I've heard from builders is that their managers and their key people are, like you and me, getting older.
Yeah.
And so they're looking at individuals that
their
career is, you know, winding down. They're looking at retirement in the near term. So there is a...
Maybe there's hope yet. We can get some of those folks plugged into opportunities that yet remain unfulfilled.
Yeah, I think so.
We're hoping for that. Folks, well, we've got Dave Hodges here in studio. And you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Merry Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard you're out on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at merrymaids.com. If you have just tuned in, we have Tallahassee's very own Dave Hodges, the business editor for Tallahassee Democrat, longtime reporter and soothsayer, prognosticator. And here we are on the eve of the prognosticator of prognosticators, the Groundhog Day. So, Mr. Prognosticator, if you wanted to give us some forecasting of 2014 in your view of the business community at large. And by the way, I should mention, folks, too, this is the guy who not only provides his able skills in the direction of the business portion of the show. He's the editor for homefinder.com weekly, which is in short terms is the real estate section of the newspaper. So you keep an eye on the real estate market as well, and you've already mentioned that some of that news is better
That's correct, as of
2013. What's up ahead?
Well, I have had conversations with quite a number of home builders, and I refer to them as the survivors because there are fewer companies in our area now than there were 5 or 6 years ago that are building single family homes, and their outlook is much improved. We will have a home show coming up the end of this week. That's February 7th, 8th, and 9th. And the mood among those guys and ladies is much improved. Yeah. One, because they're getting more bookings, if you will. Schedules, construction schedules are filling up. There's folks that maybe had put off a home construction decision during the recession that are saying, this is the year.
Right.
And so there are a couple of new neighborhoods that are starting to have some activity in them. Mm-hmm. We don't have anything large on the scale of a Southwood or a Bull Run, for instance, in residential development, but there are smaller neighborhoods in Tallahassee,
yep.
and then in some of our suburban locations where construction's going again. And so that's been very encouraging to the builders and the subcontractors.
Yeah.
And that kind of reaches more of a fevered pitch as you move into spring and summer. I don't envy anybody right now that's, you know, got construction to do out in 30-degree weather. But this too shall pass, and as weather conditions get better, I think folks will be out, and spring's a good time for consumers to be looking and making plans like that.
So your outlook on 2014 is generally positive then?
Yeah.
I think we're headed in the right direction.
You have to factor into that when a new house gets built, there is a certain amount of economic activity that creates. You have a tax assessment that supports local government and services. You have furniture retailers and folks that are in the appliance business.
And the hotel business while you're waiting for your house to be finished.
Yeah, yeah. There are...
and you've already sold your other house.
Well, and I remember how it was with me when I switched from living in an apartment to becoming a homeowner for the first time. There was suddenly a long list of things that I actually needed to have. And
garden hoses.
Yeah, garden hoses and lawnmowers and you know, all those things that you have to have to keep the household going. So there's a ripple effect from home construction.
Well, and that begs the question, when nothing is changing, I mean, if nothing changes, there's no need for economic change. There's no need for consumption, right? So it seems to me that for its life, Tallahassee has lived in this sort of maintained environment. I don't want to say it's a hothouse, but in some respects it is, because of being a company town, having state payrolls and university payrolls fairly stable, not a whole lot of need for change. And so like a plantation, it's not about innovation, it's about maintenance. And as long as, you know, things stay there in terms of provision, you're okay. But then when some of those payrolls go away, or when the folks that were planning on staying in Tallahassee decide to move out,
right,
and you have a decline in population, so then comes this a decade of trying to attract the creative class, trying to build Tallahassee's profile nationally, that it becomes this recognized great place to live, great place to live, raise a family. And so we see all of that effort along all of these different organizations that we talk about here all the time. The plantation mentality, which is my favorite phrase, as you know, I'm wearing everybody out with this, seems to be thawing, seems to be giving way to the idea. And we've had examples here on the show. Scott Burkhart, who was a young practicing neurological psychologist with the Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic. Yeah, I mean, it's a young guy up there in like Boston or someplace in the Northeast and decides to make Tallahassee his home. He's just one example, but I think a good example of that kind of decision that's being made over and over again to make Tallahassee not only a place to come and go to school,
right,
but then to build a life. You see much of that the same way? You think people are beginning to gravitate toward us?
I believe that's going to occur as people look at Florida as a destination. And I think it's also
and
part of
not just
of
a vacation.
Well, yeah. There are individuals that may actually come here for the very first time to attend a festival.
Yeah.
Or they may... You know, their team may be here playing a sports event.
Yeah.
Or they may pass through on their way to Pensacola or someplace like that.
Well, we're certainly on the map. Thank you, Mr. Winston.
Yes, yeah.
getting us the notoriety that we've needed for a while.
College football, if it didn't do anything else in an economic sense, it pushed us out center stage, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
I think what's occurring is there are individuals who still admire and savor that history that we have here, and how that's contributed to who we are as a community. But there are a lot of folks who are trying to look ahead and who have a 10-year horizon ahead of them and are saying, okay, what are we poised to be able to do? What can we accomplish? And there's a segment of our population, they're ready for that to happen and want to see it.
Talking with Dave Hodges, it's been great to have you here this morning, sir. He is such an able representative of the Tallahassee Democrat, the business editor over there, and does a fine job with their homefinder.com weekly, the real estate section. Dave, thanks for your time this morning. It's been a pleasure.
I've enjoyed it. You're very welcome.
We always enjoy having you here. We learn so much from you. And, folks, if you have not taken advantage of what the Tallahassee Democrat offers in this direction, make it your business. Find out, no pun intended, what the business community is doing. Dave is there to help you get that information. And we're glad that you've had a chance to be a part of our show once again. We'll have you back again soon.
Looking forward to it.
As long as you've got the dime, we've got the time. And, folks, if you don't do anything else, make sure you make this show part of your weekly routine. We're here every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, bringing you everything that Tallahassee is talking about. That's what we're all about, and that's why we want you to be a part of the show. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.